This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labez, and this is The Rundown. The state of Illinois plans to again sue the Trump administration, and immigration is at the heart of this issue. My colleague Mawa Iqbal reports State Attorney General Kwame Raoul is joining forces with 19 other Democratic attorneys general in filing two lawsuits. They argue the federal government is threatening to withhold billions of dollars in transportation and disaster relief funding in an attempt to strong-arm states like Illinois to adopt stricter immigration policies. Raoul says these moves will make communities less safe.
We will not be forced to choose between partnerships with law enforcement that keep our streets safe and partnerships with federal agencies that help protect us from natural disasters and help keep our roads safe.
Illinois currently has laws that limit local police cooperation with federal agents on deportation cases. Chicago's former cultural commissioner was in town today urging local arts leaders to think big when it comes to advocacy in the Trump era. My colleague Courtney Kippers reports the gathering came about a week after President Trump took aim at the NEA, the National Endowment for the Arts. That group awards grants nationwide. Aaron Harkey is Chicago's former cultural commissioner and now leads the national advocacy group called Americans for the Arts.
Programs that serve underrepresented communities are being hit the hardest, staff are overwhelmed, and people are confused. These cuts are putting access to the arts, local jobs, and the future of many arts organizations at risk.
Harkey says it's more important than ever for arts leaders to make personalized connections with their elected representatives in Washington. A first-of-its-kind public defender's office is now open on Chicago's far south side. It's the Freedom Defense Center of Roseland. It provides legal advice from criminal defense attorneys. Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle says the new center opens a door to fairness in the justice system.
Incarceration alone does not create safety. Legal systems should not simply process people. They should protect rights, address harm, and expand opportunity. We know that public defense must be part of any honest conversation about public safety.
The county is using funds from the American Rescue Plan, adopted in 2021 following the pandemic. Even though Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is being coy about his political future, there is a widening view in Springfield that he'll seek a third term. There's also question about whether he should seek re-election if he's also eyeing a 2028 bid for the White House. My colleague Dave McKinney has more.
For much of the past year, Pritzker's played a cat-and-mouse game about whether he'd seek re-election in 2026. Consider last August. Pritzker was in a Loop Hotel ballroom, talking about his longevity in office with Illinois delegates to the Democratic National Convention.
It seems crazy, but it's true that when I serve out just the end of this second term, I will be the longest serving Democratic governor in the history of Illinois.
9 months later, Pritzker is still noncommittal about seeking a third term. At one point last month, Pritzker even told reporters it was a possibility he might not run again. But at least one top ally, Illinois House Speaker Emanuel Chris Welch, believes the governor will seek a third term.
I can only go on what I see. And what I see is someone who's had a very successful two terms as governor and appears to look like he still enjoys the job. You know, so my sense, just from observing him, is that he's going to run for re-election as governor of Illinois.
But should Pritzker seek re-election? There's a growing sense the governor is leaning toward a 2028 presidential bid. He's been upping his national profile as an effective Democratic attack dog against Republican President Donald Trump. And as recently as last month, Pritzker refused to categorically rule out a White House run. But political strategist David Axelrod, who helped engineer Barack Obama's winning presidential campaigns, says Pritzker should think hard about seeking re-election if he's also thinking about the White House.
First of all, third terms are notoriously perilous. Things that can go wrong tend to go wrong in third terms.
Budgets could implode. An embarrassing gaffe or scandal could happen. Or there could be some unforeseen calamity to raise questions about a governor's leadership.
You know, if your attention is divided between running for president, which is a hellacious job in itself, and dealing with crises at home, that is a very difficult balance to strike.
Axelrod says if Pritzker genuinely harbors presidential ambitions, he would benefit more by traveling the country, interacting with voters, and listening than seeking re-election as governor.
It would enrich him as a candidate and give him a head start. So you have to balance the risks and rewards of each decision. And in my view, the risks of running again are greater than the possible rewards.
Pete Giangreco is another Democratic political strategist with extensive experience with winning presidential campaigns. Like Axelrod, Giangreco warns Pritzker may be putting himself and the state at a unique risk if, as a presidential candidate, he's bashing Trump. The president hasn't been shy about retaliating against his perceived enemies.
If you have a guy at 1600 Pennsylvania who wakes up every morning trying to figure out how to screw Illinois because the governor said something, to me, that's like a new dynamic that no one's ever seen before. You can do one or the other. You can govern or you can run for president.
Giangreco says the stakes are too high to do both and that the governor has amassed a strong record already that will play well nationally. But another Pritzker ally, Democratic Senate President Don Harmon, says he hopes Pritzker does appear again on Illinois' ballot next year.
I certainly hope he'll consider running for re-election. I know that there's work left to do. And if the nation calls after that, we can certainly find a way to have that conversation in Springfield.
Harmon believes Pritzker could handle being both a sitting governor and a presidential candidate if he opts for that route. The governor's campaign says he'll make his re-election decision known in the coming months. Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
Weather forecast, partly sunny and warm. Maybe a few isolated showers this afternoon. A high of 80 in the suburbs, but closer to 70 downtown. Tonight, cloudy, a few isolated showers and some fog, a low in the mid-50s. And then Wednesday, some fog in the morning, partly sunny with some scattered showers in the afternoon. And a high again in the suburbs near 80, much cooler near the lake. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Lavas. Thanks for listening.